Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, people of God. God bless you on tonight. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just want to praise the Lord. Amen. We just want to take the time and tell the Lord thank you. We just want to take the time and let him know how much we appreciate him. Amen. Glory be to God. It doesn't have to be. Amen. We come together collectively. Glory be to God. You can tell him, amen, every breath you take, amen, every step you take, glory to God. You can be telling him, you can be loving on him, telling him how much you appreciate him, amen. Glory to God. Truly, God is doing great things, and we're so grateful for all that he's doing, amen. Glory to God. Just grateful, 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 grateful for all that the Lord is doing, people of God. Listen. He didn't have to do it, amen, but we're thanking him for his compassion unto us, his people. As the scripture declares, his compassion fails not, amen. Great is his faithfulness unto us, amen. Nothing that we've done, glory to God, not so good, people of God, because all of our goodness before him is as filthy, filthy rags, amen. It's only his goodness and his righteousness and his truth on the inside of us, amen, that makes us worthy. Glory to God that he can look upon us, amen, and see a reflection of himself, amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. We just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. God bless each and every one of you for coming in to join us on tonight, amen. Thank God for you. Thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray, amen, Jesus, that if you went to the house of the Lord on today, that you had sweet fellowship, amen, and that you brought something back with you. Yes, amen, glory to God, that you didn't just go to be going, amen, that you were not an absent listener, amen, but that you were listening attentively with your spirit, amen, with your soul, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord, amen. We bless the Lord on today, amen. We pray again that you had a beautiful fellowship, amen, a sweet fellowship with the Lord and with the saints, amen, with the people of God, amen. Glory to God. We pray that you had a divine visitation. Yes, sir. Amen. We pray that you had a divine visitation. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. That you bask in his glory to God. And as we always say, people of God, when you come into the presence of the Lord, amen, Jesus, even if he speaks, if he touches you, amen, if he breathes upon you, it's purpose, people of God. It is for purpose. Glory be to God. He don't just come just to make you feel good. Glory be to God. But he's rectifying some things. He's correcting some things. He's taking out some things that are not like him, those things that hinder you, those things that bother you. Amen. He's coming to your defense. He's coming to your rescue. Amen, Jesus. He's coming, coming, coming. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. We're just so grateful to him on today for all of our listeners. Glory to God. Wherever you're listening from, we thank God for you, and we just want you to know that you are some kind of special. Amen. You're some kind of special in God's eyes. Amen. You're special in our eyes, and we thank you, thank God for you for coming to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Whether you're listening, amen, internationally, from other countries, amen, from the 34-plus countries that are listening in, amen. We just thank God for you from whatever you're listening from. We just give God thanks and we give God praise for you. Amen. You know who you are. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you that list is climbing. Amen. But each and every one of you, we just want you to know, amen, that we got your number. We got your name. Amen. And we know that you're listening. Amen. We thank God for our listeners here in the States, in the United States. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And abroad, amen. We thank God for you for listening in, for tuning in. Glory to God. I believe every state, amen, glory to God, has been recognized as someone is listening from that state. Amen. And people of God, we give God thanks. We give God praise because this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Amen. It's nothing that we did, amen, to do it, glory to God, but just walk in obedience. Amen. We said, Lord, amen, glory to God, you take the wheel. Amen. Listen, we're on this old ship of Zion. Amen. And this ship is moving, moving, moving. And people of God, we are but the crew. Amen, Jesus. We're not at the helm. Amen. We're not at the governor. Amen, Jesus. We're not up there, glory be to God, doing anything. But we're just carrying out, executing, amen, what the Lord has given us, amen, to, amen, do here on the Prayer News Network. Amen. This is his format. This is his plan. This is his purpose. Glory to God. And we're just manifesting and executing the will of the Lord. Amen. So we do give God thanks and we do give God praise on tonight. People of God, we want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Amen, Jesus, and that you can listen in, amen, whatever you want, wherever you are, amen, you can certainly listen in, glory to God. If you cannot dial in, you can simply go out and Google Prayer News Network, amen, and there you will be able to click on our broadcast even as we are live right now, amen, Jesus. Also, glory to God, if you just go down a little bit further, amen, you can, amen, as well. Amen. Listen to us on podcast. Amen. Glory to God. So there's broadcast and podcast. Amen. You can listen to this self-same broadcast. Amen. Live via broadcast and amen. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. We just want to give a special a thank you to our program manager, Dr. Karen Amalsi. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for her for helping us to to make this possible. Amen. To make it possible, people of God. Amen. People with know-how, people that are able to go in and, amen, and work this technology and listen, make it benefit for the whole. Because, people of God, we are on a mission. Amen. It was the will of the Lord. Amen. And it is the will of the Lord. Amen. That none perish, but that all come to repentance. Amen. And we're trying to reach the masses. We're trying to reach the people. Glory to God. We know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving. He's moving by his Spirit. Amen, Jesus. And we just want to, amen, be, glory to God, a vessel that the Lord is using in this hour to get his word across, to get his love. Amen. To let the people know just how much he loves them. Amen. He loves us. And people, God, he is no respecter of persons. So we're just trying to get this message out to the people. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, he loves you, but listen, he does not like the sin. Amen. Glory to God. He loves you. He died for you. Glory to God. But he died that you might come out of your sin. Amen, Jesus. Don't get it twisted. Amen. Don't get it twisted. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. He loves you. Amen. Unto righteousness. To come out of your ways. Amen, Jesus. And as the scripture declares, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. We must be saved. Amen, Jesus. We must be saved. People of God, we must have the Holy Ghost. That's our keeper. Glory to God. And that's not a denomination. That's a way of life. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. For all that he's doing. As you're continuing to come in, we just want to thank you. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Thank you. Glory to God. Go ahead, and if you would, invite someone else to come in. Invite them to come on in, glory to God, to this worship experience. Invite them. Just tell them, come on, come on, come on. You want to do, you want to know what I'm doing? Glory to God, at 9 o'clock at night, glory to God, just tell them to come and hear. Amen. Tell them to come and hear and let them know that surely there is a word from the Lord for them. Amen. But we got to invite them. We got to do our part. Amen. So we want to do our part. We want to invite the people to come to the Prayer News Network Global that they may be blessed, may be blessed, may be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to, amen. I want to thank God for my leaders on tonight, each and every one of them. Amen. Thanking the Lord for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking God for him. Amen, Jesus, as we've always said, amen, he transverses this earth, glory to God, carrying the tent, stretching the big top tents from city to city. Amen, Jesus, he didn't go to the high part of the city, but he went to the low part of the city. And it was there, amen, that the Lord used him to call out a people, amen, a people that, amen, didn't have a name, a people that did not have a God. Amen, Jesus, but the Lord looked upon his people. And he said, live. Glory to God. And hey, I'm telling you, people of God, amen, Jesus, we have lived, amen, because of, glory to God, the ministry of Jesus Christ that this man of God, amen, carried forth in the earth. And here we are. Here we are now, people of God. We're just advancing the vision. Amen. We're not stretching the big top tent. We know that there's a lot going on. Glory to God. But we're yet taking the message of Jesus Christ, that the Lord yet saves, he yet delivers, amen, and he yet set free, and that he loves you, glory to God, hallelujah. He loves you enough to bring you, amen, glory to God, to lift you, amen, glory to God. They, those who are held captive by the clutches of the enemy, those, amen, their lives are in shipwreck, their lives are in ruin, cannot seem to get it right, cannot seem to get it together. Amen, because the wiles of the enemy are fighting against you. Amen. But the Lord comes by his word to give you strength, glory to God, that you can make a decision. Yeah, glory be to God, that you can make a decision and make Jesus your own. Amen. Make him your Lord. Make him your Savior. You can give the enemy back his tools. Glory to God. Tell him, you won't use me anymore. Glory be to God. Amen. And you can tell him, I'm not my own, but I'm bought with a price. Glory to God. The Lord paid a precious price. Hallelujah. He shed his blood. Glory to God that we might have life. You get glory to God. So here we are. people of God, here we are. This is what we're doing. Amen, Jesus. Every time we come on this line, amen, we have new listeners. Every time we come on this line, glory to God, we have people that have not been online before. So we always want to let you know in our introduction, this is who we are. This is what we're doing. Amen. So that you don't get it twisted. You don't get it confused. Amen. Glory be to God. No. Amen. We are here for the cause of Jesus Christ. Amen. We are here, glory to God, doing a work for the kingdom. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Again, we give him thanks and praise. Amen. I thank him, amen, for our senior apostle on tonight. Amen. Dr. Samuel Huggins James. And thanking the Lord for, glory be to God, our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. And thanking the Lord tonight for, amen, my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Senior. Amen. Also thanking the Lord for our advisors, each and every one of them. Glory to God, holding their space and place on this line to help this work to continue to go forth. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord is doing a work in our lives. Amen. And we're so grateful for it. Amen, Jesus. He didn't call us because, amen, we were perfect. Glory to God. But he is perfecting, amen, his work in us. Oh, yes. Glory to God. And he's perfecting his work in you. Glory be to God. Amen. Do we have it all together? No, we don't. Amen. But the Lord, the scripture declares, amen, that he will perfect that which concerneth us. Amen. Glory to God. And everything is all working together for our good. It's working together for your good, people of God, as we're coming to this word. This word is working in us as we're listening. Glory to God. As we're listening by faith. I love it. Glory be to God, because you can't look across the pew at anybody else. Amen. You can't make no faces. Amen. If you make a face, amen, you have to look in the mirror and look at yourself. Glory be to God. But I love it because this word is coming. Amen, Jesus. And this word is working. Amen. In us. Amen. Calling us. Glory to God. Bringing us to sonship. Hallelujah. He's bringing us to sonship. Amen. So we bless the Lord, amen, for each and every one of you, people of God, as you're coming in again. If you would, go ahead and invite someone else. Just invite someone else, amen. Just invite them. Tell them to come. All we can do is invite them, amen. Glory be to God. We want them to come and hear a word, amen, like the woman at the well. Come and see a man. Glory be to God. Come and hear a word. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come and hear a word. Let this word work in you, on you, through you. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord again for each and every one. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. We love and appreciate you so much. Amen. Again, go ahead and invite someone to come in. Invite someone to come in. Glory to God. Amen. And people of God, we know that you have, amen, been, amen, glory to God, in the presence of the Lord on today. Perhaps you have, whether virtual, glory to God, or whether you were in person, glory be to God, whether virtual or in person, amen, Jesus. We know you gave the Lord some time on today, although yesterday was a Sabbath, amen, Jesus. But glory be to God, nevertheless, amen, Jesus, we gave God time, amen, glory be to God. And we just want to take a little bit of your time on tonight, glory to God, just a little bit of your time, amen, Jesus. We just want to share with you, just share some things with you on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Here. Amen. That the Lord will bring into your hearing. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 On tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. People of God, and at this time we would that you bring your heart and bring your minds in, glory to God. Bring your hearts and your mind, your spirit in on tonight, amen. Come on, let's come on in, amen, Jesus. Let's huddle on in, amen, Jesus. Let's come, as they say, come closer, amen, Jesus. Just come a little closer, amen, Jesus. And here, turn up that dial, amen. Turn that dial up just a little bit, amen, because we don't want to miss anything that the Lord has in store for us on tonight, amen. Tonight we speak a blessing on the line. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Bring your hearts and your minds in one more time.
The recording has started.
Amen. And let's begin to thank the Lord. Let's begin to bless him. Let's begin to glorify him on tonight for his goodness. Glory to God for all that he's done. for how he's kept us. Amen, Jesus. It's another day, amen, that the Lord has kept us. It's another day, people of God. Glory to God that the Lord has kept us. He's kept us from all evil. Glory to God. With our minds stayed on Jesus. It is another day that the Lord has kept us. Glory to God. And we owe him praise on tonight. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We glorify you for this time, for this opportunity. Glory to God that we can come into your presence just one more time. Father, and we're coming on tonight with uplifted hands. We're coming on tonight with uplifted hearts unto you. Father, we're coming to tell you thank you. We're coming to tell you thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for all you've done. Father, our hearts are grateful on tonight. Glory be to God. We're grateful on tonight. We're grateful, glory to God, for another opportunity, for another chance. We're grateful. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God to come, oh God, that this place, glory to God, this hallowed place, this place, glory to God, that you hallowed out. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your angels, oh, glory to God. We thank you for your angels that are around about us. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for those that are ascending, glory to God, up and down Jacob's ladder. We thank you on tonight, bringing forth blessings, glory to God, taking forth petitions, oh, God, unto your throne. We thank you on tonight for them, glory be to God. And, Father, we thank you, glory to God, for truly what concerns us concerns you on tonight. And we're coming yet again, glory to God, coming before your throne of grace. We're thanking you for access on tonight. We're thanking you for you've given us access, oh, God, for the veil has been rent. And we thank you tonight, glory to God, and you said that we could come. And, Father, we're coming on tonight. We're coming name by name. Father, we're coming, glory be to God, hallelujah, heart by heart. We're coming on tonight. We're coming because we need you, Father. We're coming because we need more of you. We're coming on tonight. Glory be to God. We're coming. We're coming. We're coming on tonight. We're coming. Glory be to God. We're coming on tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. We're coming giving you thanks. We're coming giving you praise. We're coming on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're coming on tonight. Glory, haya. We're coming on tonight because we need you. We're coming because we need more of you in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, glory to God. As we come on tonight, we're asking that you would look upon us now. Look upon each and every one of us on tonight. Look upon us, glory to God, for you know the very hairs upon our heads. And we're asking that you would look upon us tonight. We're asking on this night, glory be to God, hallelujah, that you would save on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you would save us from ourselves. We're asking you on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, to have your way. Have your way in us on tonight. Have your way, Father. Have your way on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you to forgive us, oh God. Forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, oh God, of a transgression. Forgive us, oh glory to God, of iniquity on tonight. Father, anything and everything within our hearts, we're asking you to forgive us on tonight. Father, shine your light upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. Should there be unforgiveness? Should there be hatred? Oh God, should there be any malice on tonight? We're asking you to shine your light upon us in the precious name of Jesus. Shine your light upon us, oh God. Shine your light, glory to God, oh God, that we can cry unto thee. Father, forgive me. I yield myself unto thee in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory be to God, that created us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us, oh God. Let us not walk in self-deception. Let us not walk, glory be to God, in a wayward way. Let us not walk, oh God, in any way that's contrary to your will. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you on tonight. We're asking you on tonight, oh God, to cause thy will, that perfect in thy Messiah, that perfect in thy divine will to be done in our lives, oh God. But we want to be saved. We want to be saved. Let us not walk in deception. Let us not deceive anybody in the name of Jesus. Deception, oh God, but cause us to walk in your righteousness. Cause us to walk in your truth in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we shall have your way on tonight. Father, we shall have your way on tonight. Have your way, Eva. Have your way on tonight all over the land. Glory to God all over the airways. Father, we're asking.
Yeah, God, have your way. Have your way. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way in each and every one of us. Father, we're coming on tonight. Father, asking that you would heal on tonight. Heal your people on tonight. Heal body, mind, soul, and spirit on tonight. Heal. Glory be to God. Heal, Baba. Yeah, God, heal and restore on tonight. Father, for you are the restorer. You restore the souls of your people. You restore, you mend the broken places. And Father, we give you thanks. And Father, we give you praise. We glorify you, honor on tonight. Father, on tonight, glory to God, there are those that have come, oh God, seeking a closer walk with you. Father, we're asking on tonight. Kaya. Yeah, God, usher them in, oh God, usher, oh God, usher them in, oh God, usher them in, oh glory be to God, hallelujah, to the green pastures, usher them in, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would do it on tonight, oh God, Father, manifest yourself in the precious name of Jesus, manifest yourself. Oh, glory to God unto your people. Father, we're asking that you would do a new thing. Refresh your people. Reset your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you all tonight, glory to God, continue to lead God and direct us in the way of truth, in the way of holiness, in the way of righteousness. On tonight, oh God, we're asking that you meet every need, for you are our Jehovah Jireh. We're asking you to meet every need, oh God, upon these airways, upon this line. Meet every need. In the precious name of Jesus, every need, oh, Mama. Oh, Father, every need on tonight. Father, we're asking that you meet it. Glory be to God. We're asking that you do it. Glory to God as only you can. Do it higher. Oh, God, do it as only you can. And, Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We're thanking you, glory to God, for you are the balm of Gilead. You are the balm of Gilead. And you yet heal. You are the healer today. Father, for you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. We give you praise. Father, we're asking you on tonight to look upon us even more. We're asking that you would sanctify us now. Sanctify us. Sanctify us through and through. Sanctify us, glory to God. Sanctify our minds, oh God, for racing thoughts, oh God, for glory to God, hallelujah, every blockage, every, oh God, everything that the enemy, oh God, seeks to withhold from your people. Father, but sanctify our minds on tonight. Give us clarity, oh God, clarity to be able to hear, clarity to see your divine and your perfect will unto us. And Father, we thank you for peace. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you for your peace. Glory to God for your perfect and your divine will being done. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God for those on tonight. Father, that you've healed, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. A break in the hand of COVID. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, Abba. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God in every illness wherewith you took the stripes. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God, for there is no illness that you're not able, to cure. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. There's no situation that you're not able to turn around. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for blessing your people now. Thank you for blessing your people all over this line, all over these airways. We thank you for blessing your people. We thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for blessing your people. Thank you for looking upon your people. Oh, Master, in the precious name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We do give you glory. Hallelujah. In thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God, we're asking you now to bless your speaker tonight. Bless your maid servant on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless her as only you can. Bless her and strengthen her. Glory to God. Strengthen her to come forth in your word. Strengthen her. Glory to God. Give her power. Glory to God, to speak that you've given unto her for your people. Strengthen her on tonight, Father, and we thank you. And with the self-same strength, glory to God, strengthen your people to receive your word on tonight, to receive your blessings on tonight. Father, do it tonight. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do declare, sons of God, that your word spoken shall not return unto you void. Father, for this, we give you thanks. We do give you praise. We do give you honor. We do give you glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Hide us behind your precious cross.
Cover us, Master, in your shed blood. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. All these things we do say. Amen. 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 On tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we bless him. We thank him. Glory to God. Amen. People of God, we're not going to hold you long. Glory to God. As we've already said, amen, we know that you've already, amen, been in the presence of the Lord. Glory be to God. But we come on tonight, amen, just to hear, amen, what the Lord has said. We don't want to miss anything. Glory be to God, because we know it's going to take all of this and then some. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we are bringing before you, glory be to God, a woman of God. Amen. Of course, she's no stranger to the Prayer News Network. Amen. She is certainly one of our advisors. Amen. Jesus, we give God thanks for her. Amen. For her life. Glory be to God. She is, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. She is the originator, amen, of Ollie's Hour. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Straight talk. Mm-hmm. Glory be to God. We thank God for her. Amen, Jesus. She's a woman of God. She's a prayer warrior. Amen. She loves the Lord. She loves the people of God. Amen. Glory to God. And to whatever extent that the Lord would have her, glory be to God. She's able. She's capable. Amen. And she's willing to be used by the Lord. Amen. And tonight, people of God, from Lawrenceville, Georgia, glory be to God by way of EPC Nation. People of God, tonight we want you to receive God's messenger for this hour. This hour, right here, this hour, amen. Glory be to God, receive, amen. Glory be to God, our PNN advisor on tonight. Glory to God, Minister Ollie Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, saints.
Yes.
Bless the Lord, Minister Bradley.
I bless you.
Bless the Lord to the Most High. I praise the name of the Lord because God is good. God is worthy, and God is worthy to be praised. I magnify the name of the Lord. Minister Bradley got all the preliminaries out of the way, and I thank God for each and every one of you, my leaders, God, people all over the world, the whole universe. I bless the name of the Lord for the PNN Network. I praise God for the PNN Global. I bless the name of the Lord for the work of Minister Bradley's hand in the vision that God given to her during the pandemic beginning. Well, he gave it to her before then, but he brought it forth. Time where some could not go to the house of the Lord, but God did not leave us without a word. He did not leave us without hope. He did not leave us without our guidance or without peace or joy. And he did not leave us. If you was hungry, you could eat. And I think and I praise God because I praise God for the Holy Ghost. I praise God for the Holy Ghost. I magnify the Lord for salvation. And I honor God. I do. I honor God for all that he is doing in the midst of everything else going on. We got to look for him. We must look for the hand of God and the move of God no matter what's going on around us. We have to. And I magnify the Lord for his leadership. I magnify the Lord for his authority. And I glorify God for how he has set things up. And all we have to do is be led and walk therein. And I praise God for the office that he has raised up men and women and to lead and guide and direct his people as he, the Lord himself, will lead them to do so. And I bless God for the body of Christ as a whole. I do. I bless God for those foreigner sisters and brothers that I have not met. As of yet, but know by the way of the Spirit. I praise God for that, saints, because he don't want us to know no man by their flesh. Because knowing someone by their flesh can trip you up. If you don't know what the Scripture have already declared, concerning your life, my life, their life, and a good man. Not that you seek to do anything, not that you want to make an error or mistake, but God has made a way of escape for you that none of us have to remain in the state that you may fall to divers situations and circumstances, because most people think that when you said temptation, they're thinking about a man or a woman, or a woman and a man. There are a lot of things out here to tempt you besides that. There's a lot of things that strongholds can catch you and can get you in a tied up in a knot besides that, and you just could come at a standstill and lose how you know what you should do, but doing what you ought to do. And so there's a lot of things could trip us up. But I praise the name of the Lord again tonight, and I praise God for my family. I praise God for salvation. I praise God for what he's doing in my family. And I thank and I praise God through it all. Through it all, God has kept us. Through it all, God has provided. God has sustained. God has healed. God is delivered. God has given us peace. And he has given us the spirit to endure hardness and hard situations and hard places. There are a lot of things that we have confronted us on this year, this week. Maybe this day that had not confronted us before, but the Lord had already made a way of escape for us. And I bless the name of the Lord. I'm not going to hold you long because I know tomorrow's a work day for many, and if not working in one way or the other, and children go to school in one form or shape or another. But tonight, I magnify the Lord again for my leaders, your leaders. And I praise God for all those that in the body of Christ. And I praise God for those that are on the way. I praise God for predestination. I praise God for restoration. I praise God for great joy and peace. I magnify the Lord for good health. I really do. I thank God for family. I praise God for that. And tonight, God will permit me to, I would like to talk about, it's his word. I would like to talk about prayers of healing, restoration, and peace. Prayers of healing, restoration, and peace. Prayers of healing, restoration, and peace. If there are healing of the mind, soul, or the body, finance, relationship, or whatever it may be, on your job, or wherever the healing may need to take place in our lives, because we all got certain areas in our lives that need healing. We all got certain areas in our lives that need strengthening. We all got certain areas in our lives that we need restoration or need restoring or need renewing. I have places in my life that I have need for God to renew or revive or restore. I have things that's going on in my family and loved ones that I need God to revive. And I need God to restore it. I need God to bring restoration. I have things in my life. We all have something that we have need of God to restore. And we all, where God needs to bring peace. Peace. See? Hello?
Yes, you're good.
Hello? Are you there?
We can hear you.
You wouldn't talk to me. But praise the name of the Lord. And we all have places that we need God to bring peace. Life has a way to throw curveballs. Life has a way to catch you off guard. And life has a way sometimes to snuff or sneak or, or, the hope that's within you. And you need God to bring you peace, and you need God to bring understanding, because you got all these questions. Why? You got all these questions saying, Lord, the pain is so great. And God, why? I need you to bring peace. Don't get me wrong, God. I understand, and I know what the scripture declares, and I never heard what the word say. But Lord God, and I keep my mind on your word, but I still don't have the peace that I have need of. Fire. I need peace in this situation. And the peace I need, only you can give it to me. Because sometimes a husband or a family member think buying stuff can bring that peace. Think giving yourself can bring that peace. Sometimes, you know, when we have need to just apologize and just to say I'm sorry, say I was wrong. And sometimes you won't get that in, and you wonder why. Sometimes we just can't say to just admit that I was wrong. And so you get that peace you have need of. But God give peace. Things can't buy peace. It can buy you happiness for a short period of time. But real peace, that surpasses all understanding, comes from the Lord. It comes from God. Peace comes from God. It don't matter about a brand new house. And you don't bought me a diamond ring. It don't matter that you can buy me all the name brand purses and shoes and hats and clothes. It doesn't matter that you bought me the most expensive car deals on the lot. It doesn't matter you don't bought me all the most beautiful and glamorous furniture that it may be. It doesn't matter if you have bought me, I don't know how many most expensive wigs. And I don't change my color of my eye 15 times. Still, don't, I say, no, have no peace. Hey, glory to God. I still don't have the peace I have need of God. And though I'm laughing and I'm smiling, I'm going on, and people think that I got peace. But if they open me up, hey, and if you examine my heart, you'll find out I don't have the peace. It's just an illusion. It's an illusion. And sometimes we'll mistake people smiling as if they got peace. And sometimes we'll mistake that as they got the peace they have need of. But if you, to know, and then you open me up, how you going to open me up? You got to get concerned enough about me. I have to get concerned enough about you that I can go and I can kind of open up a little bit. I peek in there and I say, and I say, is something wrong? Because I'm concerned about you. I know you say you're okay, but I'm just asking because your countenance has changed. And so God wants us to have peace. God desires his people to have peace. 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 Peace is very important. Peace is very necessary. Peace in God. In God. He wants you to be healed. Above all, he wants us to be healed. And then he wants to prosper us. God wants to do this for us. And we read the word and we heard the word, and you said, but God, why am I in this state of mind? Well, then you need God to heal your mindset. You need God to come in and restore the mind. You need God to come in and renew that mind. Then you have to take on the mind of Christ. And when you take on the mind of Christ, you begin to walk after the things of mind, the things of Christ. And when you begin to take on the word of God, let the word of God shape and mold you. And when you begin to take you off and begin to put Christ on, then you can find peace and you can find healing for your soul. marriage. You can find healing for the relationships in the home. The first ministry that God given unto us is our household ministry that he put to your hand. That's the first ministry he put to my hand. That's the first charge that he gave up. Well, that the ministry started at your own house. And that's one of the most difficult ministries that it is. But the Lord God wants us to have. It's his desire that we have this peace. Not as the world gives it. Not as the world gives it, because the world can give you something and snatch it from you at the same time. If it's not, then you know what that calls? You are happy for just a little while. But if you have peace, then you can have peace in the midst of your sorrow. You can have peace when things, chaos is all broken. Everything is going down. I seem like everything is turned upside down. And the storms and the wind just beating. And the rain just falling. And it don't matter, just like you're just in a whirlwind. But you can still have peace. You can have peace. You can have peace. Peace, peace. And he will that we be healed. It's God's will that we be healed. It's God's will that we be healed. Every weapon is will that we be healed. He never would have said about Jesus Christ, we are healed. And you may have some debris left behind, but it is God's will. But God wants to do an inside. God wants to do an inside job. He wants to do an inside healing. He wants to do an inside restoration. He wants to do an inside restoring. Then that he do on the inside going to manifest itself on the outside. Because I'm here to tell you what thought that we are made of. I declare to you on this day of our Lord Jesus Christ, it shall be manifest. What thought that we are made out of. What's on the inside of us, it's going to be manifested one way or the other because of somebody who rubbed you wrong. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Because you get rubbed wrong. Because things can jump out. And you'll say, I didn't mean to say that. But God has to show us what's in us in order that we can get fully delivered. And so he wants us to have peace. He wants us to have peace tonight, saints. He wants us to have healing. He wants to restore us. Psalm 30 and 2 says, oh, Lord, my God, I call to you for help. I call to you for help. I call to you for help. I call because I need your help. I call because I know I'm nothing without you. I call you because, God, I know for a fact I can't make it. I call to you, God, because if I let others know what I'm really thinking, if I let others know where I'm really located at, you are not all but some. They will only put their foot on my neck, and they will hold me down longer than I need, that I want to. So, God, I'm vexed. God, on the inside. And I need your help now. Because what I'm facing is greater than me. It's more powerful than me. And only you can get me out of this rut. Only you can pull me through. Only God can do it. Oh, Lord, I call to you for help. And you heal me. God, I call to you to help my children. I call to you to strengthen my children. I call to you to deliver my children. I call to you to open my children's eyes. I call to you, God, to put them on straight and narrow. I call to you, God, don't let the world don't overtake them. Don't let greed and don't let the cares of the world, God. I call to you that they make better decisions. I'm calling to you. I've done all I know to do to raise them. I've done all I know to do to bring them up. But God. Hey, you said if I bring them up, I train them up in the way that they should go. You didn't say they're going to go all the time. You said if I train them up, if I instruct them, if I guide them, if I lead them in the way that they should go, then when they grow older, then when they become adults, then when they become responsible, when they come mature, that truth won't depart from them. It won't depart from us. It won't depart from us. And so the Lord himself, God himself. And so the Psalm 6:2, this David, he said, be merciful to me, Lord, for I am vexed, I'm weak. Oh, Lord, heal me, for my bones are in agony. My bones are in agony. I need you to heal me, because my bones are hurting. My every joint in my bones hurting. I get up, they hurt. I sit down, they hurt. My bones are hurting, God. And I need you to heal me. And I'm in agony. And Lord, only you can heal. The doctor gave me a bad report. And I didn't know why I've been hurting like this for over a year. So I decided to get up and go to the doctor and find out what's going on. Because this is not normal. This is not normal for me, you to hurt constantly like this. So now, Lord, my bones are in agony. I am vexed. And I need you to heal me. I need a natural healing as well as an inside healing. So why I could be able to praise you. Because going in the grave, I can't praise you. So I need you to heal me. Mm-hmm. Heal me, oh Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art, you are the one I praise. You are the one I praise. That was Jeremiah 17 said, and 14. You're the one I praise. So I'm looking to you to heal me. I'm looking to you to deliver me. I be telling other people that you're a healer. We're telling other people you're able to do this and you're able to do that. And now I'm in a situation now. I need you to come to my rescue. I need you to come and help me now. Get me out, Jesus. Get me out of this here. Only you can do it. And now I just need you to know, Father, if you don't, I'm still going to trust you. And if you don't, I'm still going to praise you. Mm-hmm. Because I got a reason to praise you. You still allow me to be able to live, move, and have my being in you. So for that, I am indeed grateful. Mm-hmm. And when you need restoring, Jeremiah tells us, I will. It says, I will restore health unto thee. When you go through for a little while. When you go be in agony for a little while. When you be aggravated, frustrated for a little while. When your heart is aching and broken and torn for a little while. Then he says, For I will restore health unto thee. And I will heal thee of thy wound, says the Lord. He said he will do it. Mm-hmm. He will. I want us to hear that again. After you go through for a little while. Because one day with the Lord, with us, is like 1,000 years with him. He says, I will restore health unto thee. And I will heal thee of thy wounds, says the Lord. Says the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17. Says the Lord. And then Jeremiah 31:18 says, restore me, and I will return, because you are the Lord my God. Restore me, Lord. Restore me back to that place. Only you know I know where I have fallen. Only you know I know where I have lacking in. You only you and I know, God, that's why I need strength in that. You know. So I need you to restore me. I need you to restore me. Because you are my God. You are my God. And I need you to restore me. I need our relationship restored. I need my prayer life restored. I need my study time restored. I need my time of setting off meditating on you restored. I need my restore my relationship with my family members. I need you to restore my relationship with my friend. I need you to restore my relationship with the body of Christ. Those things that I know that I have myself. Now I'm not talking about nobody else, that I had a hand in messing up. Oh, we don't want to talk about the hand I had in it to mess up. But we want to reveal everybody else's hand. But we don't want to talk about the hand in the rock that I throw, and then I hid my hand. But the eyes of the Lord is his in every place, beholding all our good and our evil. The Lord eyes his. The Lord eyes sees all things. His ears hears all things. And nothing we do or think or say that God himself don't already know about it. Absolute a thought can't come that he don't already know about it. He knows about it. But we need God to restore us. Restore me and I will return. Restore me and I will return. Because you are the Lord my God. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are. Restore to me. Oh, bless his holy name. Hey, hey. See. If you ain't never lost something, then you can't ask. Well, when you say restore something, hey, that means I once had it, and I don't have it now. And you said restore to me the joy of my salvation. Restore my peace. Restore my joy. Restore my healing. Restore my good health. Restore my finances. Restore my relationship. Restore my job. Restore, God, the work that you started in me. Restore it, God. Revive it. Restore, God, in the name of Jesus. So all that the cankerworm have eaten. Restore all that been stolen, God. Restore my confidence. Hey, restore, God, my hope in you. Restore, God, my insight. Oh, mighty God, restore my steadfastness. Restore, God, in the name of Jesus. Restore, God, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. When you don't have it, then, but you have had it, and now you know it needs to be restored. And when you feel yourself getting off course, then you can say, God, restore my path in the righteousness. Restore me, God. Oh, David said, when my foot almost slipped. Almost, God. Why? Restore my strength. And the heritage of God, I almost slipped. I almost. Why did you almost slip? Ask the question. Thank you for asking the question. Because I got a little carried away. I got too comfortable. And I took my eyes off you, and I almost slipped. But thanks be to God that he held me up with his free spirit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thank God for restoring. I can say it because I know he is a restorer. I can say it because sometimes God, the internet comes, and he'll mess with your confidence. He'll mess with that. But he'll mess with it because why? I left a crack there. And he found a crack that he could get in. And then he started messing with my confidence. Not only in God, but my confidence even in my own self. Hey! Uh-huh. And now, when you leave a crack, you leave a crack. That's why they tell you for you to get a good... A power bill. You got to seal the cracks. You seal them cracks so your energy won't seep out, but it stay within. Mm-hmm. So we have to seal the cracks. We got to seal them. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Uh-huh. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. Joy in the midst of sorrow. Mm-hmm. Joy in the midst of love when gone. Joy in the midst of frustration. And uphold me with thy free spirit. That's Psalm 51:6. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, 51:12. Forgive me. Uphold me. Mm-hmm. Restore. Renew. Revive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The body of Christ need God to restore. Yes. Don't say we don't, but because we do. We need him to. We need God. Because he said we don't left the first love. You know how you love people that make a difference what they did to you? Said, Lord, forgive them. I don't hold nothing against them. God, help them, strengthen them in that area. You were quick to pray and ask God to forgive them. You was quick to forgive them. But now it takes you some time where you used to be swift to forgive them. That makes a difference what they said or how they treated you. We were swift to forgive. Now we need to be restored in that place where we were so swift to forgive, because even God don't let his anger kindle alone. Uh-huh. And now we're going to talk about now the peace of God. The peace of God. God is our refuge. Yes, he is. And strength, thank you. And even present help in trouble. He really is, saint. God really is. God is our refuge. He's our sustainer. He's our keeper. He's our protector. He's our strength. He's the lifter of our head. And even present help in trouble. He's my present help in trouble. Trouble I even got my own self in. He was my present help in the time of trouble. Yes, he is. Psalm 46, 1 through 3. God is. The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed. So God says, you're oppressed? You can find refuge in me. You can find it in me, in the Lord. The Lord is our refuge. The Lord is our refuge for the oppressed. Stronghold, yes, sir, in a time of trouble. He is. The Lord is. The Lord is. Psalm 34:10 says, those who seek the Lord, listen, 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 listen. Those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. God said you don't have no lack. I was not withhold no good things from your honor if you seek me. Not only I'm going to supply your need, I'm going to give you an overflow, a perpetual, a continuation, a blessing. More than enough that you'll be able to help someone else. Uh-huh. There won't be no lack in him if we seek him. Isaiah 30:26-4. Those of steadfast mind. See? A steadfast mind. Unmovable mind. I don't care what you say. The Lord said it, and I'm going to trust him. I'm not trying to persuade you to believe what he told me. It's not your place to believe what he told me. It's my place to believe what he told me. But I refuse to be moved by what he told me. And when you've been trained to know his voice, not before you get trained to know his voice. I just got a newborn great-granddaughter on Wednesday, if I'm not making a mistake. Wednesday, this week. Well, this is the beginning of the new week. Well, Saturday, supposed to be, Wednesday. And my grandson let me talk to the baby. The baby smiling my voice all day. Her eyes. He messaged me so I could see the baby. Uh-huh. And I'm just talking to the baby. The baby just came here. He just arrived. But he wants her to get trained to know my voice. Hey! That said something to me. Even a baby, God trained when God teaches us that we've been trained to know his voice. We've been trained to hear his voice. Let the baby being trained before she put her eyes on me, like DJ Ross. And then when he saw me face to face, he knew me because I said, I'm Nana. You Nana's big boy. You Nana's baby. And then when I saw him and held him, we made a connection. Why? Because he recognized his Nana's voice. So when we begin to know God's voice, when we begin to hear through the Holy Ghost and to be led by him, you let no one, no devil in hell, move you off of that God told you to do. If God told you to go to the tree and stay there for a whole hour, let it be between you and God. I don't know why he told me to go to the tree, but I'm going. Don't try to convince nobody to believe. Don't try to persuade nobody else to believe what he told you, because it seems foolish. But he takes the foolish thing to confine the wise. Go to the tree and you stay there. And if you just lifting your hand and giving him glory and honor and praise, and then you just keep on doing it. And it says for 1 hour, you stay there for that 1 hour. Because you don't know that you may be saving somebody's life at that very time. Or that may be keeping the structure. If he told you to go to the tree, keeping the structure for coming in your neighborhood. Or at your home. Among your family. We want to ask so many questions. You think that was going on? The Lord told me you got to ask 5 people. Now he don't train you to know his voice. He trained you to know it. Now, that don't sound like God tell you to go to the tree. That's all he gave you. Just go to the tree and just begin and just keep to lift your hand, keep your hands up, and just begin and just a hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Do you know how crazy people going to think you crazy? They may call the ambulance and tell them that you having a mental crisis. You may be in a mental crisis. No, he didn't say nothing about no man. Well, I'm just telling you how it's going to look. He didn't tell me to worry about how it's going to look. And that's why a lot of times you cannot tell when God tells you something to someone else that do not believe, nor neither going to encourage you and say, if he told you to do it, you do it. You stay right there, Ted Thunder. If God told you to do it, you do it. You don't need my permission. Told you to do it. And he don't train you to know his voice until he tell you to move. If he don't say move, he said 1 hour. He didn't ask you for 2 or 3. He said 1 hour. 1 hour. You go to the mall, you stay there more than an hour. Sometimes you go to the grocery store and stay that long. Sometimes you go to a doctor's office, they gave you an appointment at 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock, they ain't call your name. Act like they don't forgot you sitting out there. Then they go back there and put you in the room, and you're going to stay back there another 35 minutes or 40. Like they don't forgot you back there, too. When you're trained to know his voice, obey what he tells you. Obey what he says. Now. Where will we, Lord? The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed. A stronghold in a time of trouble. Those who seek the Lord lack nothing good. Those of steadfast mind, there it is, steadfast mind. You keep in peace. God keep them in peace. Because why? Trust. They trust in you, O Lord. They trust in you. Isaiah 26:3-4. They trust in it. That's why. Peace I leave with you. Peace. And when you leave that, then you have peace. I obeyed it. I did what he said do. And I got peace about it. I leave with you. Peace I give unto you. Not as the world. Not as the world. Give it. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. John 14:27. Don't be, what you call it, being stoned to death? Don't be afraid. Be of a good courage. Stoned to death. You can lift your eyes into the ear, for which has come to your help. All your help comes from the Lord. If it be it for the name of the Lord, so be it. If it's for the kingdom of God, so be it. If it's for his name's sake, so be it. Because if I lose my life for his name's sake, I'll find it again. But if I lose it for my foolishness, I may not find it. Now he says, not just peace, great peace have they which love thy law. Great peace have they which love thy law. Love your word. Love your covenant. Love your saying. Love your truth. And nothing. Being them. We got to check ourselves. We so easy to be offended in the Lord. Blessed is he that not offended in him. We so easy to get offended in this and in that. Easy to be offended. Excuse me. Great peace, not a little bit, a great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend thee. Absolutely nothing shall offend thee. That's what the word say. See, I have no word but his word, and I'm standing on what it says. And the word of God is talking to me, encouraging me. It really is. It's strengthening me. Excuse me. It's strengthening me. It's lifting me. It's delivering me. It's restoring me. It's reviving me. The word of God is. Why? I want to be. I have need to be. I come to him because I need him. I come to him because I cannot make this journey on my own. I come to him because I need guidance and direction and what way to go. And Lord, what must I do? I'm going to trust you no matter what. No matter what. And God, we have to do that. We have to do that, saints. We have to do it. We have to continually, daily, to look to the Lord. Because God is our present help. God is. Our children get in trouble. Sometimes it'll bust our heart almost. Sometimes our children can do things. It'll knock you to your knees. Sometimes things can happen in our family. It takes all the strength, every bit of strength you got in you to muscle up, the strength just to get up out your bed and put one foot in front of the other. Sometimes things can come in your life and circumstances can come. It'll take every ounce. It'll take every ounce that you can muscle up, saints of God. And then you'll say, God, if this all I had to look forward to, I'd be most miserable. But Lord, I know. I know you made me a promise. And I'm going to stand on what your promise said, that you'll never leave me. You didn't say what situations I wouldn't be confronted with. But you told me you would not forsake me. You didn't tell me all the things I was going to have to contend with. You didn't tell me everything that was going to befall me. And now, Lord, it's like my ministry is trying to dry up. My ministry, and more I press towards the thing like, God, I take 3 steps forward and look like I did. Now, 6 back. So the enemy don't want you to come forth. The enemy don't want you to get established in God. The enemy don't want the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ to come forth in you, because he knows it's a force to be reckoned with. If the enemy don't want you to know who you really are in God, and what God think of you, what he really think of you, and how he really see you, because it's not your strength. It's his strength. When you go on. It's his strength. And if you, and you say, well, he said, well, if you say, well, I want to weaken him soon, because it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with him showing you how great he is and how awesome, hey, and how wonderful and how marvelous he really is and how terrible he really is and how he's truly glorious. He gives us the victory. He gives us the victory. It's God that calls us to have victory. It's God that's mighty. It's God that's strong. It's God that is awesome. Hey! It's God that he has wonderfully made us in God. In God. In God. Coming on down now. We're going to go to Daniel 10 and 19. And this is what I love to see. I love to see it says. And he said, oh man, greatly. Oh man. And he said, oh man, greatly. Greatly, beloved, fear not. Don't fear them that could destroy just your body, but fear me that could destroy both body and soul. Fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong. And when he said, no, and when he has spoken unto me, listen. We have to hear when he's speaking to us. We got to hear him when he's speaking to us. We that got to hear, let us hear what the Spirit of the Lord have already said to your church. He already said to your heart. He already said to your situation. He already said to your circumstance. He already said to your life. He already said to your relationship. He already said to your ministry. He already said to your family. He's already said, we got to hear what he have already said unto us on this very night. And said, oh man, greatness, beloved. Oh, I love that. Beloved, you are beloved. Fear not. Yea, be strong. And when he has spoken unto me, I will strengthen thee. Ah, my God. Oh, glory. Thank you. Ah, I will strengthen on my inside. See, when he speaks to me, when I know the word of God has spoken, and when the word of God hit that spot that I was wrestling with, then he began to strengthen that area. Then he began to give me strength from the inside, and then began to work away on the outside. And sometimes you'd be tired, and you're supposed to bring forth the word. But if people really know the truth, I'm so tired, I can't hardly pick up one seat and put one foot and put it from the bend. My body may be racking in pain. But when the word of God began to go forth, and when the word of God hit that spot, when the word of God hit that part of me that I've been wrestling with, that my body been wrestling with, then when I hear, when he has spoken unto me, I will strengthen. I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak. I was strengthened and said, let my Lord speak. For thou hast strengthened me. Ah, for thou hast strengthened me. Speak, Lord, speak. Hey, my Lord, for you have strengthened me. And my head will pour. You have strengthened my faith. You have quickened it. Oh, and my mortal body. You have quickened me, Father. You have strengthened me. Yes, sir. Oh, speak. Speak, Lord. Speak. Say it one more time. Let me read this again. I want to read this one more time because this strengthened me. This really encouraged me. This is uplift. And says, oh man, greatly beloved, thank you. Greatly beloved, oh, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yay, be strong. And when he has spoken unto me, I will strengthen. Let my Lord speak. For thou hast strengthened me. Mm-hmm. For thou hast strengthened me. Thou hast strengthened me. Let my Lord speak. Let the preacher speak. Let the messenger speak. Let the teacher speak. Child, speak. For I have been strengthened by your testimony. I have been strengthened by the words of encouragement. I have been strengthened by the song that you sing, that you sung. I've been strengthened by the prayers that you prayed. I have been strengthened. See, if the enemy could get us to shut our mouth, just go somewhere and sit down, the Lord wants to strengthen us. And when you hear his word, and when he hits that right spot, and he has strengthened you in that area that you were struggling with, you'll say, speak, Lord. Speak. Because you have strengthened me, and you have lifted me up out of my dead place, up out of my sick bed, up out of my dry place. And where my bones was in agony, you have strengthened me that I don't feel the pain. I don't feel it. And you have strengthened the reign of my mind that I'm not even frustrated. I got peace. And now you have restored your joy of my salvation. Speak, Lord. I have need of you to speak. Because it's your word that brings my deliverance. It's your word that brings healing. It's your word that finds me and pulls me out of my pit. It's your word, Father. Enemy, to get us in a famine. And then while we're hungry and thirst for God's word, leave us. Then we get sick. Because we're not eating the right food. And if you don't feed the natural body right, it gets sick. And if you don't feed the spiritual body right, your mind, your natural spirit, and everything gets sick. Finance, everything gets sick. Praise the name of the Lord tonight. I bless God for your patience tonight. I magnify the Lord for what he's doing tonight. Speak, Lord. For you have strengthened me. So I pray and hope that God has spoke into your situation. I pray and hope tonight the word of God has spoke. Has spoke. And he has encouraged you. Be strong and of a good courage. And he spoke to me. And I was strengthened. I pray tonight that the word of the Lord have come and have enlightened and have strengthened and have encouraged and have uplifted and have healed by somebody tonight. Global, worldwide, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, where it was and is, and always will be. Prayer of healing. Restoration and peace. Restoration and peace. If we're going to survive, we're going to need to stay in prayer and that God can keep our mind here. Because our mind here, we can press through some stuff. And that he'll revive and restore us and renew us. And he can bring peace. He can bring us peace into a chaotic situation. And we can have peace in it. And I thank and I praise God for his word tonight. I thank and I praise God for your patience. Thank and I praise God for this ministry, this here prayer news, Grover. I thank and I praise God for each of y'all tonight. And I pray that somebody was strengthened by the word of God tonight. I pray that somebody wants to be saved tonight. I pray somebody want a closer walk with God tonight. I pray that somebody heard the word. They heard it. And the word of God brought what you needed. If there was salvation, and if God strengthened you and already you came, you don't repent it. If you went before him and you told him your situation, and you said, I need your help. I need saving. I need restoring. I need revived. I need to be renewed. But just in case you need prayer and someone to touch and agree, you're welcome to come on over. You can hit star 6 and come on over. You can hit star 6. Because the Lord want to save. The Lord want us to deliver. There's more than one way you can be saved, your soul be saved, and save us from our own self. God want to save. He would that none of us be lost, but that we all come to repentance. He would none. None. Not one of us be lost. It's not his will that any of us be lost. It's not the will of the Lord. That none of us perish. You could come on over. It starts 6. Come on over. If there be one, and if you've done it personal with the Lord, God bless you. In case, you're welcome to come over. And if not, we're going to ask if there be anyone that desires the word of prayer. You're welcome to come over. It's star 6, and come over. You heard the word of God, and God has strengthened you right in your home, on your job, in your car, or wherever you may be tonight. God bless you. But if there's one, it may be just one in the valley of decision. Come on. He's waiting. Come on.
Praise
if there be one.
Go ahead, Carla.
And if not,
we
praise
have.
The Lord.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Minister Ali, for that word. I appreciate that. That's some good stuff. Thank the Lord for life, up and strength. This is Gwen.
Yes, ma'am, Sister Gwen.
I would like to thank the Lord for being in Dr. Evangelist Bradley, and I would like to request prayer for continued strength in the Lord, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for the ladies at the Word Release Center here in Tallahassee, and for all the listeners on PNN and the ones that need to be on PNN that aren't. So, a general prayer for everybody, if you don't mind. Please, ma'am, thank you.
God bless you. Use strength. God continue to open up your understanding. That's what you said, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Continue to open your understanding, give you clear understanding. And the work release women at the work, okay? And for all the PNN listeners.
Yes, ma'am.
And your family.
Yes, ma'am.
and to all, everyone. Okay. Did I leave anything out?
Also, can I add Vernon Jackson?
Add Vernon?
And, yes, ma'am.
Vernon Jackson. Okay.
And one more last thing, Herman Brown. My son, dad, accidentally shot himself in the leg today, but went to the emergency room and they took the Herman Brown.
Herman Brown.
Yes, ma'am. And they took the bullet out, and he's back home, but just for his healing and just for strength in the Lord for him too.
Okay. For him to, and for a closer relationship with God.
Yes, ma'am.
For him? For Mr. Herman?
For him? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. A closer relationship with God. You're always thinking of someone else.
I got to. I can't just think about myself.
Babe, I thank God. You always coming to God on the behalf of others. I thank God for that. It always someone else. You're right. It's always someone else. And I'm going to, anything else?
No, ma'am, and also for you, as my end is for you as well.
Oh, God bless you. I believe you're already praying for us, Sister Green. I honestly do.
I do too.
I honestly do. And we pray for you all because we love you all. And that's what ministry is all about. It's not so much as this other thing. It's praying and upholding one another and loving each other too. And being there and encouraging one another. Do it all.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. God bless you. And I love you.
And thank you. God bless you, too. I love you, too.
Anyone else? If not, we're going before the throne of grace. If not, we're going before the Lord in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Father God, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, we come thanking you, Father, for your word. We thank and we praise your Heavenly Father for how you loved us and how you love us and how you have, God, sent your Son, Jesus, to give his life for us. And God, not only that, you also, through him, Jesus, we could be healed, we could be delivered, we could be set free, and we can have abundance of life in you through Christ Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for that you didn't forget us. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the washing. We thank you for the renewing, restoring. We thank you for the lifting and encouraging. Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as I approach you tonight, I bring my Sister Gwen, your daughter, your handmaid. I bring her to you, God. You made her. You see her. You know everything it is to know about her, Father. I bring her to you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you may strengthen her, that you may build her, that you may encourage her, that you may lift her, God, in the name of Jesus, that you may bring clarity and understanding in the name of Jesus. You bring and reveal who she is in you and to you in the name of Jesus, that you continue to strengthen her life, continue to strengthen her faith, continue to strengthen her walk, continue to strengthen God and that hunger and thirst down on the inside for your righteousness, for your joy, for your peace.
Yes, God.
And continue to strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God, that when the time comes that she be released, God, that she can walk and stand firm, God, that she can be steadfast and unmovable in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. My prayer for Gwen is, God, oh, that you establish her, God, in the earth, that you establish her going, that you establish her motive, that you establish her, God, in you. That she would not be moved.
Yes.
That she would not be deterred. That she would not, God, take her eyes off of the altar in the desert of her face, God. In the name of Jesus, my prayer for her that you started a good work. And I know in my heart you're going to finish what you started. So where she is, I need of you, God, that you strengthen her right now. That when her time comes,
little Marsha,
that when she comes and she can show herself, that she will not be the Gwen that people knew, but she'll be a new creature, a new creation in you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
And then
the people can be able to say something has happened to her. She's not the same. I need you, God, my prayer, that they will behold you. That you have wrote in her life. And the women's God at the work release. You do the work now within them, God, in the name of Jesus. So when the time comes you will release them.
Yeah,
that's the time that you have set, that you do the releasing. Because you know when it's the right time that they shall be released. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That when they do things, they'll be strong. And God, they can take your word that they've heard. And they can run and not be weary. They can pray and not faint in the name of Jesus. And they will take you what your word says. Oh, Lord, Lord, I will never leave you. And now I will never forsake you. I'm here to go with you to the end of the world. In the name of Jesus. That's my prayer. That's my prayer. That's my prayer for those women. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And Father, in the name of Jesus, her family. Her son. Keep him. Put your arms around him. Encourage him. Uplift him. Lead and guide and direct his path in the way that he should go. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus and her family. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to make and mold them. Continue, God, to work with them.
Yes, God.
And renew them daily, daily, daily. In the name of Jesus. And those that have not turned, that will turn to you wholeheartedly. Not just her family, but all our families. And the same prayer I pray for her and her family. And those that work really, I pray for the PN and N listeners.
Yeah.
Global, all over. For their family. Their life. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And for Mr. Bernard Jackson. Whatever he's facing in life, whatever the situation may be, you know him. You made him. You made him. You know what he's facing. We speak deliverance in his life. Even whatever the situation, I don't know what it is, but you do. I bring him to you, and I'm going to leave him at the foot of the cross. I'm casting my cares upon you because you care for him.
Yes,
Mr.
God.
Jackson, dog, it's your care. Carmen, healing God for his soul, body, and mind. Healing God. For his attitude, healing God, wholeheartedly, and a closer relationship with you, that he may know you, a closer walk with you, that he may know you, in the name of Jesus, and that this act could have been worse, and that we be careful for nothing. Careful for nothing. heal him on the inside. That it'll shine forth on the outside. And I know you're able to do a speedy healing on his legs. But I need in asking that you do an inside job as well as an outside job on us all, on each and every last one of us, and each and every last one of our families, each and every last one of us on our jobs and our relationships at home, our relationship, period, even with our own self. In the name of Jesus, we thank and we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you for your word tonight. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for upholding us. Thank you for shielding and protecting us.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank you for this people. Thank you for this people. Thank you for this work that you have established on earth. Thank you for this work. Thank you for this people. You have hollered out for your glory.
Thank you for God.
That you have brought for your glory. For your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. Thank you for this people, glory.
Jesus.
We thank you for this people. That you brought. That you have drawn. Because no man can come into you if you're drawn. And we thank you for this people. Continue, God, to bless this people. Meet their every need. Meet their every need, God. Cause put someone in their path, no matter what it may be, that they can be strengthened, they can be blessed, they can be healed, they can be delivered, they can be encouraged, they can be uplifted, whatever it may be. Bless the hearers.
Thank you, Jesus.
But most of all, those that be a doer, that we'll have no lack. We'll have no slack. And no part of our life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Dr. Tina Bestness Ministry and the work of Minister Bradley Hand. And the work of all those in the body of Christ, hand. Bless, Father, as you see fit. Cause your face to shine upon this people. Cause your face to shine upon this ministry. Cause your face to shine upon your people global. Throughout the whole universe. In the name of Jesus. And let us that has an ear hear what the Spirit has said and is saying to our church. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you the honor, and we give you praise. We love you, we adore you, we appreciate you, we magnify you, we glorify your most holy and righteous name, Father. In your Son, Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Turn it over back in the hands of Minister. God bless
glory.
You. God bless 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 you. God continue to bless your vision, the vision of, and how he would want to move and how he going to navigate and how he going to navigate. God bless you. God bless the vision that he going to make it so plain. He going to open it and make it plain how he want to navigate.
Yes,
the work of your hand and the ministry in the name of Jesus that he going to navigate however he sees fit.
Yeah,
in the name of Jesus. And it is so.
Yes, God.
It is so. We're going to make it plain.
Lord.
And that the work going to have to be of him and not of you. And however he sees fit to navigate it, so be it. So be it.
Thank you, Jesus.
So be it. In the name of Jesus.
He's
going to make it so plain that it's going to be a little bit scary.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's going to be a little scary because it's going to be so plain.
It's
going to be so plain.
Oh, glory to God.
It's going to be so plain. He hasn't brought you this far to leave you. And he hasn't started this work because this work is the beginning of greater. 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 For he has sent his word to heal and to strengthen you in those places.
Because
he won't do it before time, but he'll do it right on time. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And it is so. It is so. In the name of Jesus. He's going to navigate. He's going to navigate the way he has designed to navigate. So he already took the wheel. You didn't have to ask him to take it. He have already taken the wheel.
Thank the Lord.
And he is the driver. He is the driver. And his navigation don't ever get you lost. His navigation don't get you lost.
Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost.
He's going to make it so plain.
Thank you.
It's going to be a little bit scary. But he's going to guide you. He's going to direct you. In the way he designed.
Jesus.
Listen closely. In the way he have designed it. Don't be anxious. So glory. Don't be anxious for that. Don't be anxious for that. Move slowly.
Yes, Jesus.
Don't be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious for nothing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Move in silence. That God can reward you open. The Lord reward you open. That's all I got. Such as I have given unto thee.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. God sent me now. God be with you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
God bless you. God bless you.
Glory
to God. Thank you, sir.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know it's been a minute. Amen. But we just want to open the lines on tonight and tell the Lord, thank you. Glory be to God. We just want to open up the lines. Amen. Just for, about a minute. Amen, Jesus, so that we can lift our voices and give God praise, giving thanks for what he's done. Glory be to God. Come on. Hallelujah.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices on high. Come on and lift those voices on
high. Thank you.
All that the Lord has done. Come on and thank him for peace tonight. Come on and thank him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and thank him for restoration on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you know it has come to your house on tonight. If you know it has come to your guest home on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift those voices. Amen. Come on and give God thanks on tonight. Thank him tonight. Glory to God. Thank him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him tonight. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yay! Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When God is done for you, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to give him thanks. You got to give him praise. Glory to God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
We give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God, amen, for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This word, this night. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thanking God for peace and thanking him for restoration. Glory to God. Thanking him for healing. Glory be to God, amen, on this night. Glory to God. And you got to know that the Lord has done it on tonight. And we give God thanks and we give him praise. Glory to God. We thank him for the messenger on tonight. Glory to God. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. And we speak a blessing over your life on tonight. Glory to God. Father, now bless your servant on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for she's given unto us all that you've given unto her. And we thank you tonight for this vessel. Thank you for the release of your word upon your people tonight. We thank you. Father, we thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, for your word that is already spoken shall not return unto you void. But we thank you tonight, O God, that it shall profit well with all you've sent it to do. And we thank you tonight, Father, and we thank you on this night, O God, for the sower. Thank you for the sower on tonight. Glory be to God. Father, we're asking that you would bless her on tonight. Bless her. Glory to God. Bless her. Oh, glory to God. Bless her. Hallelujah, as only you can, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for your choice anointing. Oh, God, thank you for anointing her. Thank you for anointing her even the more, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you for looking upon your servant on tonight. Thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for touching her now. Thank you for strengthening her now. Thank you for restoring her now. Glory be to God for the very word. Oh, God, the anointing well which she's given unto your people. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for favor unto her. We thank you, glory be to God. We're asking that you will look upon her even the more. Look upon her family. Look upon her ministry. Look upon, oh, God, those things that, oh, God, that are concerning her. And we thank you for the answer on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. Thank you for the answer on tonight. Thank you for the answer. Oh, glory to God, on tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor. We glorify you. Now, Father, we're asking, oh, God, that you would shine your light upon her. Bless her going out and her coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Bless her. Oh, glory to God. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you. Glory to God, what you're doing in her right now. We thank you, Master. We thank you, Master. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for holding your servant, oh, God. Holding her, oh, God, by your free spirit. We thank you on tonight for all that you've done in her life and all that you're yet to do. We thank you for the manifestation. We thank you for the power. In thy precious name, Jesus. Now, God, cover her, shield her. Cover her family, everything that concerns her. Glory be to God in the precious name of Jesus. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. In our hearts on tonight, say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God, people of God. We just want to let you know on tonight, amen, that we again thank you for coming to be with us. We want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. We're going to give you two numbers whereby you can text on tonight or any night. Amen. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, for our international listeners, you can simply text us via WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. Now, people of God, also don't forget you can go out to our Prayer News Network Facebook page. All of our messages are out there. Amen, Jesus. You can certainly go out there. Amen. Listen as often as you like. Don't forget to comment. Don't forget to share. Amen. Share it via Messenger. Share it on someone else's page. All you got to do is click on our logo. Amen, and you'll be able to listen to the message. And as well, amen, we want to let you know that, glory to God, amen, if you missed us, glory be to God, that's okay. If you don't have Facebook, amen, you can actually go out and Google Prayer News Network, amen, glory be to God, and you will see our blog radio, amen. We're on Radio 6, amen, Jesus. Just click on that link, and there you will also get all of the messages, amen, that have come forth on the broadcast. Amen. Glory be to God. So listen, people of God, we don't have to be without. God has made it possible, amen, for us to get this word, listen to it again and again, and most of all to be a witness and to share it. Amen. Glory be to God. So by any of those means, amen, certainly reach out to us, amen, or either one of those means, glory to God, go ahead and get the message and send it out, amen, because somebody needs this word on tonight. Tag somebody. Bless somebody. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we're going to turn it back over. Amen. Now we're going to turn it back over to Minister Ali. glory to God, for final remarks, amen, and for, again, the blessing of the line. God bless you, woman of God. Beautiful word. We thank God for you. Thank God for the word, amen, that you delivered on today. Amen. You have the platform, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you all once again. We love you tonight. Thank God for your patience. We thank God for each of you all. And may God bless you. May his face shine upon you all. And may God give you sweet, sweet sleep tonight. May God give you good, sweet sleep. And may God give you visitation. And may God watch over you both day and night. In the name of Jesus. Blessing you for days lies ahead. In the name of Jesus. And may he cover you now with the blood of Jesus. And may he hide us even now behind his cross.
Mm-hmm.
And may he bind up the very will of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. May he rebuke even now for those that are traveling near and far. Airways, byways, or however. In the name of Jesus. Give you family mercy. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord be with you always. Always. In his son Jesus' name, God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We love you. And nothing you can do about it. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and good night, saints of the Most High God. Bless you. Good night.
Amen. God bless you. Good night, people of God. Amen. That does conclude our word of God. We're at the top of the hour. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We look to see you back here on tomorrow night. Amen. Tell somebody about the PNN. Bring somebody. Amen. Be a witness and tell what the Lord is doing here on the PNN. God bless you, people of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.